You're offering it for the truth of the matter stated, no matter how much you candy coat it.
I'm saying that it's true.
If you want it to be accepted as the policy of the Yahoo, it is being offered for the truth of the matter stated. Read ER 801 again sometime when you have a chance.
I haven't read it before.
You haven't read it? Well, that may explain your confusion. 801, 802, and 803 might help you through that. Now, this is what I'm going to do. This court feels that the anti-email statute and the anti-fax statute exist for a reason, and that's to protect Washington residents. I think you've made a prima facie case. The defendants didn't respond, so I'm going to give you judgment for $500.